Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports Huddle. Mike Max, Dave Bowen, and Sid Hartman joining us now. One of our favorites when we need to know about what's going on in hockey, the one and only Brian Lawton, who works for the NHL Network and, of course, has been a general manager, a player, an agent, and everything else. And, Brian, trade deadline tomorrow. Let's start with the Minnesota Wild. What do you see them they in the trade that they made for Zucker? They probably have enough expiring contracts that they don't have to do a deal by tomorrow. And the word that I was getting was unless somebody blows them away for one of the defensemen, but now they've actually won a couple of games as well. Do you expect them to be active one more time before tomorrow?
I think it's undecided. I think that Billy Guerin and the staff, Tom Kervers, these guys are hunting for any way possible that they can make this team better. It's a difficult challenge for them because the team has continued to play well. And I think a lot of people thought that the Minnesota Wild would not be a contender this year, certainly would not be in this position at this point in time as we come down the stretch. 65 points, just four behind the Winnipeg Jets, couple of games in hand. Crazy situation developing. So really tough circumstances for the management, and yet I know for a fact, being friendly with Billy and Tom and a lot of their staff, that they are actively looking at every possible way to try to make the playoffs this year, but also plan for the future.
Ryan, are there any great prospects at Iowa?
In Iowa, there's some guys that are having very good years. Mayu is one guy that's really surprised a lot of people, leading the American Hockey League in goals. He's a guy that I think will play a big role for the Wild in the future. They, you know, when Billy Guerin inherited this team, they had a lot of one-way contracts. There's not a lot of room for guys in Iowa having the type of seasons that maybe deserve an opportunity. I think that'll change in the future. It just takes a while to get the roster where you'd like to see it. I think that's what they've been working on. So he's an exciting player. Then, of course, next year, Minnesota Wild fans, I think, can expect to see Kaprizov or Kaprizov, however you'd like to say it. We don't know it anymore.
But those are the two slots they're protecting right now. They want to make sure they got room for, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what allows the team to have some flexibility. You don't have to do it right now, Mike, just to be fair. They can always make a trade anytime between now and the start of next season, the draft being the most likely forum that would happen at.
You know, Brian, it's fun sometimes to look at what's happening elsewhere. We wind up talking about the local team so much. We had something happen in the league yesterday that happens about once every 5 years, and it's so much fun when it happens. You have to have a third goalie identified. The Zamboni driver for the Hurricanes gets pressed into action because the top two goalies get hurt, and he makes like seven stops at the end of the game. Those are fun. Those are great stories.
Yeah, they really are, Dave. There's no other sport where, you know, you can have a backup center come out of the crowd or a starting pitcher jump out of the stands and finish the game. Or we could keep going in football, name a position. There's just nothing else like it. It's incredible. And yet it happened last night in Toronto, and which is the hockey mecca of the universe. So all eyes were on this game. The Toronto Maple Leafs having, you know, a bit of an up and down stretch. Get the backup goalie that practices with them, comes in and beats them. And the Carolina Hurricanes players, you got to give every single one of those guys a medal. The way that they played, they were incredible. They didn't barely give up a shot. They shut the high-powered Maple Leafs down. And in the end, Dave Ayers becomes this almost a mythical hero in Toronto. It was an incredible story.
Do you know, Brian, if the Wild make a surge and get find a way to get into the playoffs, do you like their chances? Is the West stacked up too? How would you approach it if you were the Wild right now?
Well, first of all, you know, Mike, you got to look at everything. And I'm sure, you know, Craig Leopold, he knows exactly, for instance, what the strength of schedule is for the Wild compared to the rest of the league. And the fact of the matter is that Winnipeg, Calgary, and Nashville all have what would be considered very difficult schedules for the rest of the year. And we rank that based off of what the winning percentage is for their opposing teams that they're playing. Whereas the Wild actually has a pretty easy schedule by that metric. So when you look at who you might need to pass in order to get in, the prospects look pretty good for the Minnesota Wild. And then you have to figure in, of course, some of these injuries that they had as recently as last night with Cunning and Sushi, guys that are supposed to be out. When you add it all up, I just think that they've got a real opportunity to make a run here and actually make it into the playoffs. And I believe, unlike I used to believe, which is that if you got in and you were maybe the eighth seed or a wild card seed, it was pretty hard to really do any damage. The math said that you didn't have a very good chance. I don't believe that as much now. I think that the game is more wide open than ever. I think that if you ever finish seventh, the Pacific Division champion will not be necessary in elite team. If you could avoid playing, you know, certainly the Central champion, anything could happen. So I think the league is more wide open than ever. I really do. And just getting in the playoffs, and there's a lot of guys that say that this isn't wrong. They don't understand why managers are trading picks, you know, when you're just going to be a wild card team and get blown out in the first round. I don't think that's the case.
You think that the Wild will make any more trades?
I think they absolutely would like to make at least one, if not two, trades before tomorrow's deadline at 3 o'clock. Said whether or not they can get that done, we'll find out. This has been unparalleled times in the history of the National Hockey League in terms of the return that you can get if you're selling players. The Wild, of course, did trade Jason Zucker, and we call that selling a player when you get back futures in particular. Alex Galchenyuk has actually done a very nice job for the Wild, but the prospect in the first round pick are what they were hunting. Right now, it's hard for the Wild because they're on the bubble of being in the playoffs. But if they weren't, I would sell every player they have, Mike, Dave, and Sid. I really would. The prices, the premium that you're getting for players right now is absurd. Think the dot-com bubble in 2000. When everybody was overpaying for internet companies. That's what's going on in the player market right now, Mike.
What you know, you're evaluating a coach here, too, an interim coach. What do you look for if you're the GM when you're trying to make the decision whether or not this guy's a candidate to be the permanent coach?
I think a lot of things. Number one, how is Dean commanding the room? And I know Dean Evason, he's a very commanding person, to be honest with you. I played with him and he was always a captain mentality type guy. So I'd imagine he's doing really well in that area. You got to win these players over and let them know that you can make them better in order for them to buy in. I think Dean's going to be able to do that. But Billy is going to be watching very, very closely. This is a big decision for him at the end of the year. Dean Evason would know that. The players know it. So how they play will go a long way to him making that decision. But there's a million little things underneath just the record that Billy will be evaluating literally on a daily basis.
Brian Rotten, always a pleasure to have you on the show with all the good information on hockey. And for being on the show, we'll get you a a certificate to merge the best steakhouse in the country. Thank you.
I love it, Sid. Thank you. It is my favorite steakhouse. And for all the fans of Minnesota, please tune in tomorrow to NHL Network. We will be on the air, believe it or not, as early as 9 a.m., Mike.
9 o'clock, you have fun with that, buddy, but appreciate your insights very much.
Well, if you don't have a chance to catch us at 9, we'll still be on at 6, too. So.
We hope you have a busy day.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, it's Brian Lawton. Always a pleasure. Back with more after this. Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.